Thank you, Charlie. It's sounding more and more like the president of Afghanistan doesn't want us there anymore.
The Afghan people can no longer tolerate these attacks on their homes.
Because it's happened again. During a patrol in Helmand Province, a U.S. Marine was killed by gunfire coming from two houses, so the Marines called in an airstrike. The houses were blasted to bits. And in the rubble, only one enemy gunman. The rest of the victims were women and children. We apologized, of course, but Karzai didn't accept.
Afghanistan is an ally, not an occupied country.
That's the strongest statement he's ever made against us. So, does President Karzai really want us to leave? And should we? Back after this word from Charlie. The Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan now regularly use civilians as shields, although they're not really shields, since many times our forces don't even know there are civilians there until it's too late. CBS Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Karzai obviously is the president of his country, and Afghanistan is a sovereign nation, so he can certainly demand a halt to airstrikes. But the way the chain of command works is only General Petraeus, the commander of U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan, can actually order it.
And no such order has come yet, even though Karzai threatened to take unilateral action against us to make us obey. Of course, military officials say that in private, Karzai's government has been begging us to stay. But our image abroad is suffering as it is. And if President Karzai is going to say stuff like, what was that he said?
Afghanistan is an ally, not an occupied country.
Yes, he called us an occupier. Maybe it's time to take the hint. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 1st, 2011.